Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is Mickey Desai. I'm happy to be your host for this episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. Very lucky again to be sitting with my friend Robert Drake, and today we're going to tackle the issue of big philanthropy and whether or not it's a good idea. Robert, are you with me?
I am. Thank you for having me, Mickey. I'm really grateful to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, in some of the circles we travel, we see various arguments float across the interwebs. And the argument has come up that big philanthropy may be an actual bad idea. And I was wondering if we could tackle that and maybe do a little quick dissection in the 15 minutes we've got. And is philanthropy a good idea or a bad idea? Or rather, big philanthropy, that is. And for the benefit of our audience, maybe we should clarify what big philanthropy really is.
Big philanthropy is when very wealthy people, and you'll have to define what that is for yourself, create a foundation which subverts having the estate or parts of their estate returned to the government through taxes. They use it as a way to avoid taxes and to minimize the ability of the government to recover some of those resources. And the most famous example of that is the MacArthur Foundation. MacArthur's attorney, before he died, set up an enormous foundation that rendered the amount of estate tax that the MacArthur family paid to the federal government to be a tiny fraction of what it otherwise would have been. And as a result, we have the MacArthur Foundation, which funds National Public Radio and has created the MacArthur Genius Grants. And Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Mark Zuckerberg have all invested in the Gates Foundation. Other people have created their own foundations, Ewing and Marion Kaufman, the Ray Kroc Foundation. All of those foundations are in part tax havens. And what the argument is that in creating these enormous foundations, these individuals are deciding for themselves with almost no accountability how enormous wealth sectors of our economy are spent with virtually no government oversight. Especially in the past 4 years, the current administration has had very little oversight on how nonprofits use their resources.
Let me play devil's advocate here, and I may be misunderstanding the issue, but it's their money. Why should the government say anything about it?
The argument that a lot of people would make is that it is their money, but we're all part of a more perfect union. And we have laws that include estate taxes, and that money could be better directed to where a majority of the people think it needs to go if it were in part returned to the federal treasury and available either to pay off an enormous federal debt, which we all owe, or to be administered by the House of Representatives, where spending bills start in our country.
Okay. Another devil's advocate question. In spite of the lack of governmental oversight, isn't the way that some of these entities disperse money to the nonprofit sector still helpful and capable of doing some good for the world?
Let's address the second one first. Does it do good for the world? Yes. It's really hard to argue with Bill Gates, who is personally responsible for eliminating millions of cases of malaria and guinea worm, and possibly has done more good than any other living individual. He did a tremendous amount. However, not everybody uses their resources for the benefit of so many people. There are a number of people, the Koch brothers lead to mind, who used their vast nonprofit donations to create the underpinnings of the Tea Party movement and the underpinnings of a number of organizations which we would often find their behavior to be discomforting.
So it can be misused as much as it can be positively used.
Well, with all things, no matter the system, there's going to be some misuse and some use. Now, what we have is 100 years of momentum. We have 100 years where foundations have been one of the key funding sources for funding initiatives by people to get good work done for the sake of doing good work. And one of the things the nonprofit sector needs to examine is efficiency and salary structure to make sure that people are well compensated for what they do, but remembering that the goal isn't to pay people well. The goal is to get the work done, and you need to hire well qualified people and compensate them at a competitive level to do that.
Right. And that's a whole discussion unto itself, raising the issue of nonprofit overhead for people who like to talk about those things. But I agree. I mean, I think we're in agreement so far. So how do you fix it? If you can construct a case that says the current system is broken and favors this plutocracy that can spend their money and do it with minimal consequence, how do you fix it?
I think there are two ways to fix the system to make it better. The first is to actually enforce the oversight laws that are in place. Are nonprofits serving their purpose? Are they using a majority of the funding that goes through their system to serve those purposes? Because there are amazing foundations and there are terrible foundations. The second thing is to enforce the rule that says if you're a nonprofit, a 501c3 or C6 membership or educational organization, your job is to follow the mission of that organization and not lobby or engage in political activity, the primary purpose of which is to further enrich yourself. And then I think the second thing is to change the way our tax laws work so that there is still a benefit to giving, but that benefit does not otherwise defeat the federal government getting some of the money it needs to offset the tremendous amounts of debt we currently have, because that's an issue that should concern everybody, unless you have no kids and you don't really care about the future. But if you have the hope of grandchildren or you have grandchildren, then the incredible amount of debt that this country owes is something that should terrify you, because they're the ones for whom the bill will come due.
Right. Right. That's sobering stuff, to be sure.
Another issue is to actually have more meetings between high level government officials and the people who are funding those foundations. If you have Charles Koch and David Koch and Paul Allen and Jeff Bezos and all of these folks, Elon Musk, regularly meeting with the governors of their state, regularly meeting with the secretaries of labor and commerce and health and human services and education, then those community pipelines are open. And in just having those conversations, there's going to be some accountability. And I think meeting with members of Congress is also a good idea. Yeah. And that way, it's not just, I'm going to run my foundation. I don't care what the national needs are. I need to do what makes me happy. It's, if you really care about what the needs are, and if you want to give back, which is the big idea, then listen to the folks who are working in the departments that say, wow, we really need geography education. We really need more after school programs. You know, one of the things that leads to lower crime rates, and that's a topic that's hot right now, is having stronger school lunch after school and tutoring programs. Those things are not being funded. And as much as the Gates Foundation tries to do it, it can't do it alone. It's just not big enough.
Right. Man, there's certainly a lot to unpack in all of this. And we're running a little short on time. We've got about 5 minutes left.
Let me say this.
Sure.
I think that foundations are vital and essential. And I don't know a member of the nonprofit community who thinks they should go away. What I think the folks on the ground want are to make sure that more foundations meet their mission and more foundations are actually engaging with the nation's problems rather than just funding the personal concerns of the people who left the money. So I think a combination, those things are important. They're leaving the money for that purpose. But I think that there's progress to be made among people who are earnest and of goodwill.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. Earnest and of goodwill being the key portion of that sentence for me, at least. Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. So how then are public-private partnerships useful in fixing the thing that we perceive as being broken?
So as part of this discussion, a public-private partnership achieves both the goal of the person giving the money, which is to do good and help direct the money to causes in which they're interested, and has a public oversight component. So when government and foundations combine to work, the result is oversight from the public side. And so the public in some ways has a voice, and private initiative, which cuts through red tape and gets things done and provides then the governmental authority with a started program that has a much greater chance of success and combines. It's what the Academy Theater has done in Hapeville. The Academy Theater uses a city building that the city owns and has done work on, but that the Academy Theater leases long-term and has built out. And the result is cultural programming for the south side of Metro Atlanta and increased tax base for property values across the city of Hapeville, because it just makes Hapeville a better place to be and demand for houses is better. So everybody benefits.
Right. I was going to ask you for an example, and I think that's an excellent example. And I encourage folks to check it out if you have any curiosity about how public-private partnerships work. I think the Academy Theater has done it the right way in Hapeville. I think that's the truth.
You can find us at academytheater.org, and we'd love to handle questions from the community.
Excellent. Robert, once again, thank you for taking the time to do this episode with me today. I hope we can get to do more of these in the future.
Thank you, Mickey. You were a pleasure, and I was glad to be a guest.
Absolutely. And to our listening audience, please, we welcome your feedback on this conversation. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page, which is searchable at Nonprofit Snapcast on Facebook. Otherwise, we love hearing from you about future topics and guests via our website. That's nonprofitsnapcast.org. In the meantime, we hope you and yours are safe. We'll see you with another episode soon. Thanks very much.
This has been the Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.